Right now, we want to bring in Craig Drzak. He's the assistant superintendent of the Goodwin College Magnet Schools. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about your magnet schools first before we get into the topic at hand.
Sure. We have two magnet schools at Goodwin College on our campus. We have a pre-K through five Riverside Magnet School, which has an Emilio Reggio theme, which is kind of a student-centered approach to learning. And we have a 9 through 12 Connecticut River Academy Magnet School, which has two themes, environmental science with sustainability, and also a manufacturing theme for our students who join us at that school.
Okay, manufacturing, of course, we've been championing it quite a bit on this show. It is a good way. So after somebody would graduate, let's say, from the school, and you want to get into manufacturing, you've been so trained, where do you go? What do you do?
Well, there's two things. There's one of the programs that we built. You have your traditional enrollment. You can come to Goodwin College and enroll in one of our numerous manufacturing programs.
Which are good.
We have credential programs as well as degree track programs in manufacturing. But what we also built at Goodwin was working and taking our Goodwin College programs and walking them backwards to work with our high schools, and not just our magnet school, but also local school districts. And we developed a program called ECAMP, and it stands for Early College Advanced Manufacturing Pathway. And the best way to think about it is it's like if you know your traditional AP classes that kids in high school normally take to prepare for college, well, we developed these to be the advanced manufacturing AP classes for high schools. And you get state-of-the-art advanced manufacturing.
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
And they can take these courses right on our campus because we have the latest and greatest machinery that the industry partners are looking for. So we've developed this pathway that's just been a huge success for us so far.
And I've seen it work. I mean, it's amazing. And the other thing is, you actually need, you said ECAMP, but the thing is, you actually do need computer skills to probably do manufacturing today.
Oh, 100%. Most of our programs, our CNC manufacturing program, which has been our first pilot in the ECAMP and also a huge success at the college, is a majority of technology and computer numeric controls and coding for machines. So it's not just, you know, when we went to school, we had our industrial arts classrooms.
Right.
Manufacturing has drastically changed to engineering technology that, you know, kids are shocked. What we're understanding working with school districts, and I'm a former public school principal in Connecticut and superintendent, so I bring a lot of knowledge and experience of trying to find programs for kids, is they don't know what they don't know. So you're asking them to get into manufacturing, but their local school districts don't really have a lot of this manufacturing technology courses and programming for them to access. So when they have to make choices, they really don't know what it is that we're asking them to choose. And once they do see what advanced manufacturing looks like, their eyes light up and they get engaged.
Yeah.
And it's like hands-on, but also we have all these gamers. Our new generations are all the gamers. Well, gaming is programming, and programming is manufacturing now.
How anxious are kids to get into manufacturing?
Yeah, good question.
That's interesting. Once, I'll give you a quick anecdotal story. We started our first pilot with ECAMP in the spring. And these were just random kids that were picked that were looking for something different but had no idea about manufacturing. When they were on our campus for one day and got hands-on experience, their worlds opened up for welding, for CNC, that now they're signing up and we're extending the pilot programs for them. We had a young lady from Buckley High School who had no idea about manufacturing, signed up for the program. They came last spring in a pilot every Friday for 6 hours. She was there one day. She enjoyed welding so much that she's now enrolled in the college in our welding program. So it's just, you know, it's just eye-opening that if we put this information and experience in the kids' hands, they are just taking off with it because it's just a new experience for them.
All right. And you know, and so I think I infer from what you said, answering Joe, is that there are a lot of people who seem to be interested in it, or once they're exposed, they really are. Kind of changes their minds, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting about Goodwin College and the programs we're running, these are all college credit-bearing courses.
Jeez.
So kids, you know, sometimes our families are not informed or a little scared about the word vocational. Like, you have to choose. I'm either going to be in a college track or I want to go and be in a trade Well, that's not what we offer at Goodwin. We're a four-year accredited college that offers college credit. So if they take our classes in high school, they're earning transferable college credits that if they try manufacturing, and if they, let's say they like it, but they still want to go on to another university, they could take these credits with them. So okay. It's not like they have to choose. They could actually pivot and try different things.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And with the new school you're starting, it's a good time to talk about this. Craig Drzek is the assistant superintendent of the Goodwin College Magnet Schools. Craig, thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate
it. Thanks for
being with us. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
You too. Bye-bye.
See, we're fans of this whole thing. We like this manufacturing.
Well, the manufacturing thing, and, you know, I mean, the bottom line is
that, or trade.
Yeah, trade's just as good. And the bottom line is kids are more interested in it now than they have been in a long time.
Yeah. It's not, you know, like I said, it's not working a New Britain machine anymore.
No.
You know, it's not that there wasn't skill involved there, but it's a heck of a lot different now.